Issues, Etc. regular guest, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is the author of our book of the month for September, A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World at issuesetc.org. Deepen your understanding of Lutheran theology with the new book, A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World, by Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
The Islamic State is just what it says it is. It's the Islamic State. And that is the core of its appeal to many Muslims worldwide, that they believe that it is the legitimate Islamic government.
Truth, beauty, and goodness. Beauty is determined by the other two. We probably all know people who are physically beautiful, but lack an inner beauty that is pretty significant to goodness and the truth.
To say that by faith Sarah conceived, it's not something that Sarah could simply say, now I trust God's plan and I trust God's promises, so now I'm going to conceive. It's purely God's doing. It's purely passive.
This is John in Michigan, and as a Lutheran high school teacher, I love listening to and using Issues, Etc. in my classroom.
Since Christians are people of the Word, actually even a book, not some sort of detached, ethereal word out there that comes to us in the middle of the night or deep within our thoughts and dreams, but a book, scripture, that means writings. Since we are people of that kind of external word, a 16th century reformer Martin Luther often called it, it is only natural that Christians would have a special affinity for the production of that word, or for the reproduction of that word, for the publication of that word in all its forms. And Christian publishing goes back as far as, well, the Christian faith goes. Christians believed, and they wrote, and they published, and they disseminated. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Today on this Wednesday, we're going to be talking about Christian publishing past and present with Dr. Bruce Kintz, president and CEO of Concordia Publishing House. We'll discuss a different book, Hymnals, the hymnal and its place in your home with Deaconess Anna Johnson. And we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on Genesis 6, 7, and 8, the story of Noah, the flood, and a all-new beginning. Then listener email and the Issues, Etc. comment line in the last hour of Issues, Etc. Now, earlier today, we had the honor and privilege of participating in Concordia Publishing House's 150th anniversary luncheon. We recorded several interviews during this anniversary celebration. Our first conversation was on the topic of Christian publishing past and present. Our guest was Dr. Bruce Kintz, president and CEO of Concordia Publishing House. I began the interview by asking Dr. Kintz what has changed in Christian publishing since CPH was founded 150 years ago.
Well, in the beginning, I guess you could say we were a monopoly, the only Christian publisher in our area, and certainly only Lutheran publisher in the area. So we had a bit of a monopoly on the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and today that is not true. There are many Christian publishers out there, all denominations, and all denominations buy from each other. It's very unusual. But mainly, today, anybody can publish. Self-publish via Lulu.com or even Amazon these days. So the entire publishing realm has changed.
What has stayed the same for, in particular, for Concordia Publishing House since it was founded so long ago in such a different time and what arena of technology?
Yeah, well, technology is a thing. And, you know, what we've noticed is technology can be used for good or evil, just about like anything can. But technology enables a lot of negativity out there. And so we've noticed that. You know, first you opened with what stayed the same. Times have changed, but we have moved along with the times. As technology has been demanded, we have answered that call. But the one thing that has stayed the same is our mission, our message. God has not changed. So our mission and our message is to be sure that we create resources faithful to the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. That has stayed the same.
Concordia Publishing House was founded as the publishing arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it was a different synod, too. The synod has grown. How has Concordia Publishing House also grown?
Well, as I mentioned in my speech here, while everybody's enjoying their fine food and beverages, initially we had the monopoly. Synod was growing. All of our churches were growing. Our schools were growing. In particular, hundreds of children per school, and that created a need for the publishing arm to grow. So our curriculum, our numbers of catechisms, et cetera, grew. Children's books grew by a large degree, and even things that are supportive of churches grew, things like bulletins, offering envelopes. They just kept requesting more and more. Now, in the beginning, we had local printers that helped us along with us, but now we use outside printers to do what we do because it's much cheaper on behalf of the customer to do that. We've grown today in the technology area by leaps and bounds, and I always tell folks here, let's stay on the cutting edge, not necessarily the bleeding edge, because that means you might be making too much in terms of investment on the bleeding edge. The cutting edge is sort of proven, maybe not 100%, but we're using ebooks. We've got a Lutheran Service Builder, which creates bulletins for people. We have Church 360 software, which churches can use to manage their members, their finances, and then communicating and what have you in the church. So it's grown quite a bit.
You mentioned before we came on the air that there was a time when there were actual printing presses in the building that's behind us here. And I think many people come, if they take a tour of Concordia Publishing House, they come expecting to see a whole bank of printing presses in there. But that's not really the way things are done anymore, is it?
No, not really. Now, we have some vestiges of the printing still in the building. For instance, we still do millions of offering envelopes a year, millions and millions of church bulletins, and other small printing work in our mail plant. But by and large, the days of investing in printing presses, unless you're a print shop, are over. Now, some publishing houses still have some. They have massive investment. We decide to invest in other ways.
How would you, in a nutshell, describe what Concordia Publishing House does?
As I said in my speech, too, as the publishing arm, our mission is to supply churches and schools and families with what they need so that they can handle their work. Now, I like to call it holding the arms of the pastors up in the air, that type of thing, making sure they have what they need, that they can trust Concordia Publishing House resources, knowing that our resources are faithful to the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. And in so doing, getting our products out to the globe. Today, there's not a country on the globe that doesn't buy from this institution right here. And we also serve all denominations. I'm not sure how many people realize that.
What exactly is the relationship between the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Concordia Publishing House?
Well, although Matthew Harrison said God's word is what sustains us, you know, going forward and in the past, actually C.F.W. Walther created us. He found that he needed a publishing arm. The church was growing leaps and bounds, and so he created us. We started off as a little, what they used to call a printery, and then grew into this six-floor, 480,000-square-foot office complex and manufacturing plant that we have behind us here. So we are the publishing arm, the only publishing arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. There's a lot of people out there creating resources. Ours are doctrinally approved and reviewed, and on our materials you can rely. As the publishing arm, a role that we take seriously, we serve all of you, all of our customers, with anything you need. If you ask for it and we can possibly do it, we'll do it.
If you would talk about what Concordia Publishing House produces by way of worship resources for the church. I think most people would probably look first to that book that sits in the pew in front of them on Sunday morning, the hymnal.
How about that? Yeah, what a blessing it was to be a part of a new hymnal. Now, I'm 59 years old, so I grew up with TLH. And so for me, if we ever moved and I went from church to church, the first thing I looked for was TLH. Because although my neighborhood surroundings were different and strange, my church was familiar. So today, Lutheran Service Book represents that familiarity for people. Today, we deliver over 10,000 products and services That's a lot for a small publisher. We have curriculum for everything you need. Sunday school, vacation Bible school, which is growing this year, and our new day school curriculum. We have Bible studies, devotions, music. We have church software like Lutheran Service Builder, Church 360 software for churches, and a whole host of other digital products, services, and books. So if you need it, and it's a resource for church, school, or home, call us first. Don't go anywhere else.
Concordia Publishing House also produces academic products for the church as well. I know that for pastors, for seminary classrooms, things like that. Talk about that if you would, Bruce.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody knows that we have Luther's Works, but very few people out there, it seems, know that we have consciously invested in other church fathers, such as Johann Gerhard, C.F.W. Walther. We have created books from the void. There were none. And incidentally, we're still adding to Luther's Works at about the rate of one new volume a year, sometimes two. So we have other church fathers. We have the commentary series, which is just awesome, and a host of other academic resources used for the Lutheran Leadership Development Program and the International Lutheran Council, and for the universities in our system and the seminaries. So we have it. If it's academic, the professors out there, they come to us.
More generally, what are your thoughts, having done what you do now for 20 years, on the future of Christian publishing?
You know, what I've seen, I think I began with this comment, the internet is both good and bad. And I remember a quote where it said, don't believe everything you read on the internet, and it had a picture of Abraham Lincoln as if he made that quote. That little joke has within it the context for all of the problems that we're seeing. People will believe what they see or read on the internet and almost unquestionably quote it or use it in some fashion. And we have to be very careful. This church's publisher has to be faithful to the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. Anyone on the internet can position themselves as an expert just by posting something. In our case, Doctrinal Review is a way to double-check us as we produce our products. Everything we do is doctrinally reviewed. No other Christian publisher, to my knowledge, can say that. And so when it comes to the LCMS, if you're not using us, you're running a risk.
Finally then, Bruce, if you would, you have been in this organization in one form or another, as I mentioned, for 20 years. Talk about how Concordia Publishing House has not only reacted, but also in many ways anticipated the growing needs of the congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Well, you know, as a business called Concordia Publishing House that is about the mission of spreading the gospel, and I hate to put those two together, but we've been forced to change ourselves, adapting to churches' needs in particular. I have seen the number of students in our grade schools decrease and the number of grade schools themselves decrease over my 21 years here at CPH. I am a product of the LCMS grade school system. I love my grade school system and everybody that works in them. I wish I could do more, but for us as a publisher, that meant we had to figure out how to offer resources that meet the needs of a wide range of people at much lower quantities, including homeschoolers. So if you're a homeschooler out there, you need to look at our resources. We have them. Just type in homeschooling and you'll find them. And in other ways, digital printing, social media, church software, electronic books are just a few of the relatively recent developments that we've been able to expand our expertise in so that we can handle our 21st century audience. But while those things have changed, we have not. Our resources, no matter what they are faithful to scriptures and the Lutheran confessions.
Concordia Publishing House and Issues, Etc. have had a long time partnership together. There's a reason for that. That is because as dedicated as Issues, Etc. is to the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions, so dedicated is Concordia Publishing House. You can find out more about them at cph.org or give them a call and order any of their 10,000 resources. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Dr. Bruce Kintz is president and CEO of Concordia Publishing House. Bruce, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you all very much. We love you here from the CPH family to all of your families. We're here for you. Call me 24/7 if you need me.
On the other side of the break, we're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker, one of the most familiar and sometimes misunderstood Old Testament stories, the story of Noah, the flood, and a new beginning for God's creation.
Jesus tells in the parable of the sower how the seed of the word is assaulted by birds and weeds and sun.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World.
This is the assault on our faith which the Lord wants to fight against and prevent. Some seed, that is, enduring faith, endures to the end, and the Lord teaches us how to have it in His Word.
Learn more about A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World at issuesetc.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's Word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.